Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Adrian speaking.
Perfect. Hi, Walt. First of all, congratulations on... Well, thank you for serving.
My pleasure.
So I've got a little bit of a profile here. So you're going to compete in archery and cycling?
Archery, cycling, and track.
Archery, cycling, and track. Perfect. So I guess what makes you want to compete?
It's the spirit of competition with my fellow fallen sailors and shipmates. Just being with them, training, practicing camaraderie, and
okay.
Just having a good time. Spirit of competition is pretty much all the fun I can ever have.
Okay. So what kind of, what's your routine going into this? How long are you training? Or what's your average day look like?
The average day is pretty much, wake up and, go through my normal routine, medications, and starting my day off. And depending on weather, obviously I live in Wisconsin, so we get like one day good weather to bike.
Yeah.
Year. And, I just moved to Oconomowoc, and I moved specifically toward a nice bike trail paved, and
okay.
It's not on the streets for safety. It allows me to ride the trail with a person as my guide rider, so that way I can follow him, her, depending on what type of people scheduling, and just ride miles and miles.
Okay.
And then, just go home. And for track, I try to run for, around the lake. I live by Fowler Lake.
Oh, sure.
Fowler and Lake Lovebell. So it's a pretty nice little run there. I run or walk with my wife, or find somebody that's willing to give the time, spend time to just, help me without, being visually impaired. Won't crash into things.
Yeah. So how does this is going to be a sensitive question, but how does the, your injuries, how do they make training different or difficult for you?
For me, mostly the training is the visual impairment side. I have complete loss of vision in my right eye and 20% vision loss in my left eye, which is my only seeing eye.
Okay.
It prevents from seeing further distances, and also the depth perception is a very big portion of running and cycling.
Yeah.
So those are huge safety concerns for me, and I have taken a couple falls and spills and trips trying to do this on my own. It's much safer having a guide or somebody that, can kind of point out things to help me assist. That's a curb, not a bump, stuff like that.
Obviously, though, you're overcoming this if you're able to compete in this competition. So what's that mean to you?
It took me a while to actually get out the house after coming back from the Middle East. And it was a lot of series of physical therapy and surgeries and medication and emotional trauma. And it took years to... Navy Safe Harbor program started in 2010, and they've been inviting me since then. And this year they offered me basically an opportunity I couldn't, refuse, do a camp, and we'll take you to Hawaii for 2 weeks to train.
That's awesome.
And I guess it was a time in my life to say, I think I'm ready, I think I'm able, and I would like to open up another door in my life rather than being very closed off.
Yeah.
And I guess I took it, and, there's a little regret as to I should have done this a long time ago, but when I look back, I was like, well, I guess I needed that time to prepare mentally, emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
To be able to make this leap of faith and, join in with my brethren who have gone through similar situations medically and stuff. And I'm addicted. I love it. It's fun. And I love it. It's a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And 2 weeks in Hawaii, I think I would take anything for 2 weeks in Hawaii.
Yeah, it was a blast. And they provided a lot of training opportunities, like checking out Pearl Harbor, the Arizona. We got to kayak and in Oahu and do a fishing
awesome
expedition. So that was really neat.
It sounds like it. So when is the event itself?
Pardon?
When are you going to actually be competing?
Here in Quantico, Virginia, I'll be competing in cycling, which is a 30K tandem bicycle ride.
That's insane.
So I have, it's basically a two-seater bike, and I have a professional pilot.
Okay.
Who will be basically driving, and I will be the motor in the back, just powering through. And then for archery, I don't know, for some reason, I'm just blessed with good aim.
Okay.
And I'm the only visually impaired athlete in this tournament to actually doing archery, because obviously, you know, vision-wise, you have to see 20 yards at an inch target. And I like to do hunting and stuff like that.
Okay.
So a lot of that probably helped me, and just practice as much as I can. And most of that I can't afford to, you know, because hunting is like golf. You know, it's a very expensive sport.
Yeah. Really,
and archery. Yeah. And archery is a very expensive sport, too, because, you know, all the bows and everything. Of course, with my bow and vision, I have to have special upgrades, special, you know, things to help me adapt to be able to do this sport. So that one is sheer me and my will and skill. And some luck. And then with track, I'll be using my cycling pilot as my tandem runner.
Okay.
So he will be running in front of me and calling out, you know, turn, stay in lane, outside lane, and kind of help me through what a normal runner would do. Like, you know, we're going to take a long stride. We're going to jog it out.
Yeah.
He will help pace me according to my abilities and make sure I take all the thinking out of it and just rely on him to do what, a normal person with normal vision would use second nature to run. And
so
that's what'll be happening. Go ahead.
How do you think you're going to do in all of this?
I don't know. This is my first Warrior Games, and I'm just going to give it my all.
Okay.
And do my best in every event, and let's go from there. You know, this is basically something for me to try and see how I do. And if I excel well, or if I don't excel well, it gives me time in the off season for the next camps to train on what I feel is necessary to maybe make me more productive, make me more competitive into the next coming bout next year.
Perfect. So you answered my next question already, but you're going to come back next year?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to come back next year.
Perfect, man.
Hopefully hopefully financial-wise and my life struggle and everything-wise will allow me to be able to take the time to come back out and enjoy this. It's a truly wonderful opportunity that the Navy Safe Harbor Program has provided for wounded warriors like me.
Well, is there anything else you want people in the Countermark to know?
The city, just have the support our wounded warriors, especially those who are fallen and who are struggling with being normal again or trying to find a new normal, and to help, you know, as a community, you know, get us out, get us to be active and help us grow and to become more socially accepted and respected as, you know, people and as part of the community. Because I don't think there's a lot of, you know, word out as, you know, what cities, what towns have, you know, special guys like me who've done a lot for their country.
Yeah.
And made the ultimate sacrifice and trying to, like, you know, just praise us and, you know, cheer us on, basically. For every small town out there.
Hey, it sounds good to me. Well, I wish you luck, man.
All right. I'll just go over my bio real quick. You got petty officer, first class.
Oh, we have second class on your bio. Okay, yeah, let me fix that.
First class. Okay.
Perfect.
Master at arms, first class, Adrian Muhammad. That's it.
Okay, I got that for you.
And then in the middle, for under quotations, could you write AJ? That's like my nickname.
Okay, I like it.
That's where everyone kind of knows me as.
Well, perfect. I hope you do. I'm pretty sure you're going to do great, but I hope you do great.
I do. I hope to come back to the Sunil Conwell with a couple medals, at least. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, well, I wish you luck, man. You're doing a great thing,
it.
And I hope you do well.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Hey, well, good luck. And unless there's anything else you want, I think I'm okay.
I think that's pretty good. I appreciate it. Appreciate time.
Well, you go ahead and you win everything for us.
I'll get her done.
Good. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.